This ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com podcast is presented by Bud Light. Here we go. 32 teams in 32 days. This is the 2011 NFL Drive to Kickoff. The St. Louis Rams.
The Rams finished the 2010 season with a 7-9 record. I'd say that's respectable considering that they had a rookie at quarterback. Sam Bradford was pretty impressive. The offense, well, not as much. 18 points per game. That's a little low, and the problem seems to be the lack of a true number one wideout. With that, I bring in Ryan Van Bibber, who is the editor for Turf Show Times, and he covers the Rams. And it's good to have you on the show, Ryan. I want to start right there, because as good as Bradford looked, he completed 60% of his passes and threw for 3,500 yards last year and 18 touchdowns. I didn't think they had a number one, and I still don't know if they do. Have they done enough in the offseason to address that?
Well, what they're going for is kind of a number one by committee thing, and hopefully that, you know, they've got some, I won't use the term spare parts, but hopefully they've got some guys that kind of, with Lance Kendricks, the new tight end, the second round pick, and Mike Sims-Walker, and kind of a, hopefully a Donnie Avery if he can get healthy, and kind of some of the other guys down the roster. Denario Alexander's another guy to keep an eye on. You know, they hope to kind of replicate, you know, that wide receiver. You hear the running back by committee. They're kind of going to look for the wide receiver by committee this year. It's a risky ploy, but I think McDaniels has kind of had his eye on what Belichick did in New England last year with the tight ends, and I think the goal is to kind of replicate that.
Ryan Van Bibber, editor of Turf Show Times here on ESPN 97.5. So the Rams, they beat the Colts in their first preseason game, 33-10. Obviously, St. Louis's backfield, it appears to be deeper this year. I mean, you've got guys like Cadillac Williams, who you signed in free agency, and then Jarius Norwood. What are the Rams thinking of as far as their backfield?
Well, I think they've got a good approach with Williams and Norwood, like you said. The key to that is really not to, obviously, a talented guy like Steven Jackson. You know, there was some talk in the draft. They liked Mark Ingram in the first round. They liked Mikel LeShore. You know, there was some talk early on about maybe getting a potential replacement for Steven Jackson. But Jackson's a guy, for obvious reasons, you don't want to take off the field a whole lot. So you kind of have some more specialty-type players with, you know, Williams, who can also take care should Jackson miss time, and Norwood is kind of more that specialty, you know, for lack of a better term, scat back, a guy that can kind of, you know, has the threat, has the speed to be kind of a home run threat on the outside, or maybe catching a screen pass or something like that. Williams is a good third down guy. He's got a lot of experience blocking, and as we saw Monday night or last weekend against the Colts, he can still run the ball as well. So it's a good committee approach, and you've got a couple guys in there on one-year kind of prove-it contracts. You know, Norwood is young enough. He probably has some time left in the league, and Williams is obviously a guy who's probably, you know, also kind of in a specialist role from here on out, and hopefully, you know, he can use this as kind of a one-year deal to sort of reestablish himself as a really quality backup, a quality situational guy behind Jackson.
Ryan Van Bibber covers the St. Louis Rams for the blog Turf Show Times. Sam Bradford last season, offensive rookie of the year, 18 touchdowns, 15 picks under Josh McDaniels. Do you see him having a sophomore slump, being about the same, or taking it to another level?
That's a good question. I think the key with Bradford is, and what we've seen already in just kind of some limited work this season, obviously, they've just gotten back to work, but he's a pretty bright quarterback. For all the other, you know, scouting report stuff that goes into what you hear about Bradford, his accuracy, his arm, that sort of thing, the kid's a really smart quarterback. So learning the new playbook hasn't been quite as big of a challenge for him. Now, you know, getting the receivers on board with that, so they're on them. We saw that a couple times against the Colts. They didn't pass a whole lot. But when they did kind of air it out a little bit, you would see, some misfires on running the right routes and, you know, the quarterback and the receivers being on the same page. I think the key thing to watch, and we'll give you a sense of how well Bradford will do this year, is, you know, how those routes and how those passing plays start to unfold now that, you know, you got week two of the preseason. Week three will be a big one, obviously, for the starting group. But, that's where you'll start to see much more of the playbook rolled out for people to see, more for people to consume. And then you'll get a better sense of it. He looks like he's got a really solid weapon and Lance Kendricks. He's a really speedy tight end. I think he's a key guy to watch, and I think he's probably going to be Bradford's best friend. You've got an underneath type guy, a Wes Welker, sort of the poor man's Wes Welker and Danny Amendola. Hopefully, you know, he has just enough of an offense around him. If he can spread out the field a little bit, and with a better running game this year with the guys behind Steven Jackson, I think what should happen is Bradford will have some longer passes. You know, that's one thing that killed him last year was that 5.7 or something like that, your average yards per pass. So, you know, I look for that to expand, and I think he's in store for a much better season if everybody can kind of stay healthy and stay on the same page this year.
Ryan Van Bibber joining us here on ESPN 97.5, editor for Turf Show Times. He covers the Rams. They're 7-9 last year. Will they be better or worse this season?
Oof, you know, that's a good question. They've got a really tough schedule. The first three games of the season, week one, they open at home against the Eagles. I know everybody's kind of referring to the Eagles as the Miami Heat of the NFL this year, and, you know, there's reason to believe that that might be the case, but on paper, that looks like a pretty tough team to me. Week two, you got the Giants, and week three, you've got Baltimore. That's a tough start to schedule right there. So I think 8-8 is probably a realistic prediction for the Rams. I think 8-8, and, you know, they should be able to run the tables in the NFC West, you know, what we've seen, and I know it's the preseason, but things look a little rough out the further west you get in that division. So, you know, they should be able to run the tables there and finish at 8-8, and which will be good enough to win the NFC West and make the playoffs for the first time since 2004. You know, the ceiling would be 10 wins, but we'll see what happens. You know, things change a lot between now and week one, week two of the regular season.
Ryan, great job. We appreciate the time. Good info on the Rams, and we certainly will be watching. I think they're an interesting team, so we'll see how it plays out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Ryan Van Bibber, who is the editor for Turf Show Times.